这个新约圣经希伯来书第三章。
Let us together turn to the New Testament, the book of Hebrew, chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1.
请我们大家一同来读这一节圣经。
Let us read it together.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄们，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。这节圣经就是我们今天这个布里听上师说的，我们是同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄们。
This verse, just as we said, that we are together the holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling.
我们这些同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，是包括弟兄也包括姐妹。
The holy brethren here includes brothers and sisters.
所以我们这些弟兄姐妹啊，是应当思想耶稣。
So therefore, us brothers and sisters ought to consider Jesus.
为什么要思想耶稣呢？
Why should we consider Jesus?
因为今天啊，万有啊，都是为着耶稣造的。
Because today, all things in heaven and earth are created for Jesus.
在这个哥罗西书第一章里面啊，我们也来看一下。
Let us together turn to Colossians chapter 1.
格罗西书第一章
Colossians chapter 1
第十五节
verse 15
十五到十七十七十八节的末了十七节的末了
verse 15 through the end of verse 17
不是到十八节的末了
Or to the end of verse 18.
请我们大家一同来读这一段。
Let us read it together.
十五节。
Verse 15.
孩子是那不能看见就显的像，是首生的，在一切被造的一先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是看见地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的。一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。他也是教会全体之首，他是元首，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。这一段圣经就描写耶稣是谁。
These verses described who Jesus is.
这是说到主耶稣啊，那个是真是matchless Jesus， 说不无法形容的耶稣。
It talks about here how Jesus is the indescribable Jesus。
就是这位耶稣啊，就是神的爱子。
And this Jesus is the Son of God。
他就是那不能看见这神的像。
He is the image of the invisible God。
这万有啊，都是为着他造的。
And all things were created for him。
天上的万有，地上的万有。
All things in heaven and on earth。
还有看得见的万有，看不见的万有。
All things visible and invisible。
还有一些主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概呀、都是为着耶稣基督而创造的。
All the thrones and dominions, rulers and authorities, all things have been created.
又是为着他造的。
And they were created through him and for him.
神就是要叫耶稣基督在凡事上居首位。
And God wants Jesus Christ to be the first on all things.
为什么要信耶稣啊？
Why do we have to believe in Jesus?
就是因为为着耶稣基督造的。
Because we were created for Jesus.
你没有耶稣，你就没有这人生的真意。
Without Jesus, then you don't have the true meaning of life.
所以今天我们这些蒙恩的人，信耶稣的人，就是我们得着圣灵的开启，叫我们认识这位耶稣基督就是神的爱子。
Those of us who are saved by salvation, it is revealed to us that Jesus Christ is the beloved Son of God.
是为着他造的。
That we are created for him.
这个茶杯也是为着装茶用的。
The cup is created to hold water.
你装尘土也是可以的。
You can also put mud in it.
但是它不满足的。
But it won't be satisfied.
这个酱油瓶专门是装酱油的。
And the The bottle for the soy sauce is to hold soy sauce.
啊，是今天你我这个人呐、啊，那是为着耶稣基督而造的。
You and I, us men, are created for Jesus Christ.
要得着耶稣基督，充满耶稣基督，这是我们人生的真意。
The true meaning of our life is to receive Jesus Christ and fulfill Jesus Christ.
世界的名、世界的利、世界的地位，不能满足你我的心。
The fame and the wealth and the status of this world cannot satisfy our hearts.
只有耶稣基督才能满足你我的心呢。
Only Jesus Christ can satisfy our hearts.
因为我们人呢是为着耶稣基督而创造，为着他的。
Because us men, we are created for him.
我们生活不是为着耶稣基督，就失去真意了。
Our lives, if it is not for Jesus Christ, then it loses its true meaning.
我们的事，我们的工作事业，如果不是为着耶稣基督，就失去意义了。
Our jobs and our careers, if it is not for Jesus Christ, then it loses its meaning.
我们的侍奉啊，如果不是为着耶稣基督，充满耶稣基督，彰显耶稣基督，我们的侍奉就没有意义。
If our service is not for Jesus Christ, it is not to fill Jesus Christ and to manifest Jesus Christ, then it has no meaning.
格罗西书三章十一节我们曾经读过了。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 1, we've read it.
说基督是一切，又在一切里。
It says that Christ is all and is in all.
这就是神那个永远的旨意，永远的目的。
And that is God's eternal purpose.
那所以今天呢，就万有都要充满耶稣基督，彰显耶稣基督。
Therefore, through all things today, it is to fill Jesus Christ and to manifest Jesus Christ.
所以基督是一切，又在一切里。
Therefore, Jesus Christ is all and is in all.
我们的生活、工作、侍奉不是一切。
Our lives, our jobs, our services, these are not all.
他不是一切，又在一切里。
He is all and he is in all.
所以主耶稣是一切又在一切里。
And Jesus Christ is all and is in all.
我们这个讲道很重要。
To preach a sermon is very important.
这个讲道重要是重要，但是它不是一切又在一切里。
Even though preaching a sermon is important, but it is not all and it is not in all.
所以我们的这个聚会是很重要。
Our gatherings and meetings are very important.
但这个聚会啊，并不是一切又在一切里。
But this gathering is not all and it's not in all.
今天我们基督徒当中有很多不同的团体。
Today, among Christians, we have many denominations.
有的人是注重圣经的神学道理。
Some people emphasize on the theology of the scripture.
但是这个神学道理啊，是正统的。也不是一切又在一切里。
But even if the theology is true and it's orthodox, but it is still not all and not in all.
我们的讲解不是一切又在一切里。
Our interpretation is not all and is not in all.
我们的方言，我们的神迹奇事也不是一切又在一切里。
Our tongue and our speaking, it is not all and it is not in all.
在圣经里面有千百个的事情。
In the scripture, there are thousands of things.
都不是一切又在一切里。
But they are not all and they're not in all.
只有圣经里头啊，所讲说的，在背后的所指明的，所讲解的，所显露的基督，那才是一切又在一切里。
But only the Jesus Christ who is interpreted and who is revealed in the scripture, he is all and is in all.
耶稣基督是一个 living person, 是一个 living Christ.
Jesus Christ is a living person and he is the living Christ.
他就是个是这个活的神 living God.
He is the living God.
唯有他是一切又在一切里。
And only he is all and is in all.
有的聚会这个注重emphasize upon在这个说方言上。
Some gathering they emphasize upon speaking in tongues.
有的聚会啊是在于啊这个 rock music.
Some gatherings they emphasize on rock music.
有的聚会啊是注重讲道。
Some gatherings emphasize on preaching the sermon.
但这一切都不还有注重啊神迹奇事。
And others emphasize on performing signs.
这都不是一切又在一切里。
But none of these things are all and they're not in all.
唯有活我的基督是一切又在一切里。
Only the living Christ is all and is in all.
因为万有都是为着耶稣基督而创造的。
Because all things are created for Jesus Christ.
是我们需要这个认识这位耶稣基督。
Therefore, we have to know this Jesus Christ.
所以这个数天被数天呼召的这本圣洁弟兄姐妹， 他们要思想耶稣。
So therefore, this group of holy brethren called by the holy calling, they have to consider Jesus.
啊，所以今天早上我们有白饼，就是纪念主。没有别的可纪念。
This morning we had the Lord's table in remembrance of our Lord Jesus. There is no one else to remember.
父母很重要，儿女很重要。
Parents are very important. Children are very important.
但是比起耶稣基督来就不重要了。
But compared to Jesus Christ, they are not important.
丈夫妻子都很重要。
Husbands and wives are important.
啊，是这个老板伙计也是很重要。
And the boss and the employees are important.
啊，但这个比起耶稣基督来就不重要了。
But compared to Jesus Christ, they're not important.
圣经所有的事物都是次要的。
All the things in the scripture are secondary.
唯有这些这圣经的事物背后所指明的那位啊活的人活的基督是重要的。
Only the Jesus Christ who is pointed out behind all these things, he is important.
保罗告诉我们说
Paul tells us,
受隔离的人是不重要。
That it is not important to be circumcised.
是这个不受隔离的人也不重要。
And the uncircumcised are also
重要的是要做新造的人呢。
But what is important is to be a newborn person.
啊，这个受隔离的指的犹太人。
The circumcised are the Jewish people.
不受隔离的是我们外邦人。
And the uncircumcised are the Gentiles.
这是犹太人和外邦人都不重要。
The Gentiles and the Jewish people are all not important.
只有啊，犹太人信了主耶稣，得着耶稣基督，充满耶稣基督。
Only when the Jewish people believe in Jesus Christ and is filled with Jesus Christ.
还有我们外邦人要得着耶稣基督，充满耶稣基督，这是重要的。
And then the Gentiles to receive Jesus Christ and to fill Jesus Christ, that is important.
所以我们看见今天我们为什么要信耶稣
？So therefore, we see today why do we have to believe in Jesus?
为什么要充满主耶稣
？Why do we have to fill Jesus Christ?
因为全部圣经啊都是指着耶稣基督讲的。
Because the entire Bible points to Jesus Christ.
虽然在摩西圣经当中你读不出耶稣基督这个名字来
，Even though in the five books of Moses you cannot see the name Jesus Christ.
但是它里面树立的原则就是已经基督在那里。
But the principle Principles in these books show that Jesus Christ is already there.
所以今天我们为什么要聚会
？So today, why do we have to gather?
为什么要传福音
？Why do we have to preach the gospel?
为什么要读圣经
？Why do we have to read the Bible?
为什么要众圣徒交通
？Why do we have to have fellowship among
them? 为什么要这个讲道听道
？Why do we have to preach and listen to sermons?
为什么我们研读啊和圣经的各卷各书
？Why do we have to study all the books in the Bible.
当然都是啊，要得主耶稣基督，充满耶稣基督。
It is all to receive Jesus Christ and to fill Jesus Christ.
我们这个目标目的不要弄错了。
Let us not make a mistake about our purpose and our goal.
保罗在以弗所书在这个腓立比书他说我只有一件事。
Paul said in Philippians that I have only one purpose.
这个是他说 one thing I do, 这个 I do 是没有的，是加上去的。
He said one thing I do, the one I do was added before. It is just one thing.
他说我只有一件事情，就是 I press on, I 忘记背后，努力面前，向着这个标杆直跑啊。
He said I have only one thing, and that is to forget what is behind and press towards the goal.
他这个 goal 是什么？就是耶稣基督。
And what is that goal? That goal is Jesus Christ.
他的腓立比书里面就告诉我们，他说生也好，死也好，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
He said in Philippians that whether alive or dead, let Jesus Christ be manifested through me.
他的一切的环境人事物当中啊，他活着就是基督。
In all circumstances, he is living out Christ.
他在家庭中活着是基督。
In his family, he is living as Christ.
他在工作事业上是活着是基督。
In his on his job, he is living as Christ.
他在教会中啊，配搭侍奉上也是活着就是基督。
And in church, in his service, he is living as Christ.
他这个生活行动，这个一喘一口气，这个呼一口呼出一口。喘进一口气，那都是啊，基督。
Everything he does in his life, every breath he takes, it is all about Christ.
一举一动一言一行都是彰显基督活出基督。
His every action, his every word, it is to live out Christ and to manifest Christ.
他说血和肉啊不能承受神的国。
He says that the flesh and the blood cannot, and then the body cannot inherit the kingdom.
这个肉就代表血肉血肉骨啊，就是我们这个身体。
The body points, the flesh points to the body.
身体不能承受神的国。
This body cannot inherit God's kingdom.
我们这个礼拜堂不能承受神的国。
This church cannot inherit God's kingdom.
这些设备都不能承受神的国。
And these equipments cannot inherit God's kingdom.
啊，这个我这个讲道也不能承受神的国。
And my sermon cannot inherit God's kingdom.
啊，那就是还有这个血。肉不能承受，血也不能承受神的国。
And the flesh and the blood cannot inherit the God's kingdom.
这个利未记十七章十一节，那里就讲到这个人的魂呢，在血中。
In Leviticus chapter 17 verse 11, it talks about how the soul of the man is in the flesh.
In the blood.
Oh, it is in the blood.
啊，是在血中啊，魂在血中啊。
That the soul is in the blood.
就是我的思想，我的爱好，我的主张，把血给我拿出去了，我就没有思想，没有爱好，没有主张了。
My thinking, my interest, the things I like, my own concept, if you take away the blood, then they don't exist.
是我们的自己就是在血中。
So ourselves is in the blood.
我的思想，我的情感，我的意志都是在血中。
My mind, my interest, my determination, they are in the blood.
我的血啊，我的思想爱好，我的魂呢，是不能承受神的国的。
My thinking, my interest, my soul cannot inherit God's kingdom.
自由啊，从圣灵重生的，从水和圣灵生的，才能进入神的国。
Only those who are reborn of the water and the spirit can enter into the kingdom.
所以血和肉不能承受神的国的。
So therefore, flesh and blood cannot inherit God's
kingdom. 一切物质方面的不能承受神的国。
All things material cannot inherit God's kingdom.
一切出乎我们自己的思想爱好主张的，也不能承受神的国。
All things that come out of our own mind, our own interest and our own thinking cannot inherit God's kingdom.
只有基督在其中啊，是这个像保罗所说的。
Only when Christ is in the midst, as Paul said.
他说不再是我了 ，No longer I, but Christ lives in me. 这个能承受谁的国
？As Paul said, it is no longer I, but Christ living in me that can inherit the kingdom.
我的灵啊。活过来了，才能承受神的国。
My spirit is revived, and that can inherit the kingdom.
我的这个思想、爱好、主张充满了主耶稣了，我舍去自己，都完完全全让基督活出来了，那能承受神的国
？That when I give up my own thinking, my own interests, my own likings, and be filled with Jesus Christ, then I can inherit the kingdom of God.
我们也曾经说过了。
We also have said.
罗马书一章，那就是我们是从想信神、顺服神到想信神、顺服神，从信到信 ，from faith to faith.
From Romans chapter 1, we said that it is from faith to faith.
这个 faith 是从啊，我们呀、啊、是重生得救，被圣灵重生得救。这个相信神、顺服神开始。
It starts with us believing in God and being obedient to God.
我们一生的年日啊，都是相信神、顺服神，就天天变化、天天更新、荣上加荣。
And our entire life it is to believe and to obey and to be to have glory upon glory.
所以我们一生啊，都是在这个变化的过程中。
So therefore, our entire life is a process of transformation.
平常我的灵啊还没有得救。说我也相信神顺服神那么我灵得救了灵啊活过来了
that once I believe and I obey then my spirit is revived
这就是重生这就是得救
and that is to be reborn that is to be saved
这就是因信称义了
and that is to be saved by faith
因着相信神顺服神和神的关系弄对了
It is because you believe and you obey God that your relationship with God is correct.
所以啊，这是相信神、顺服神的开始。
And that is the beginning of believing and obeying God.
我们一生都相信神、顺服神。
Our entire life we believe and obey God.
到这个信心的磨练啊，就是彼得前书一章九节告诉我们的。
And then at the end of the faith, as 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9 tells us.
这个信心的磨练就是魂的救恩，就我们从我们自己完全蒙拯救了。
That the end of faith is the salvation of your soul.
啊，我们也从我们自己的思想蒙拯救，完完全全是基督的思想充满在我的，代替了我的思想。
That when our mind is saved, that it is the mind of Christ completely replaces my mind.
啊，我的情感完全舍弃了，完全让耶稣基督的情感呢，彰显活出来了。
And my emotion I have completely given up, but let the emotion of Christ be manifested through me.
啊，我的意志啊，已经舍弃了，死葬了。我现在是耶稣基督的意志啊，主张啊，他从我里面彰显活出来了。
I've given up my own determination, but it is the determination of Christ that is manifested through me.
这就是相信神、顺服神的末了啊，魂的救恩。
And that is the outcome of believing and having obeying God, and that is the outcome of the faith.
当我们在地上寄居是一百年左右了啊，八十年、一百年左右了，已经快要过世，快要到主那里去了。
In this world, we live 80 to 100 years, and then we're about to go to God.
这是我们在地上所经历从信到信。
And that is our experience on this, in this world from faith to faith.
从荣耀到荣耀。
From glory to glory.
从我们得救的荣耀到我们达到长大成人，满有基督长成身量的荣耀。
From the glory of the salvation to the glory of having the full maturity of Christ.
那么这是我们一生的变化。
And that is the transformation of
our entire life. 我们这身体呢，是等到主耶稣再来的时候，我们要穿上这个复活的身体，荣耀的身体，那是啊，最后的变化。
And then the last transformation comes when Jesus Christ comes again, our body will be transformed and renewed.
啊，所以我们灵魂身体都变化，到那个时候我们要与主永远同在，和主一同掌权作王，直到世世代代永永远远。
And then our spirit, our soul and our body will be changed, and we will be sitting on a throne with Jesus Christ and reigning until into eternity.
所以我们刚才唱的诗歌是我们不要失败，我们要做得胜者。
So the hymn that we just sang, it says that let me not be defeated but be an overcomer.
啊，这个其实第二章第三章就呼召众教会得胜者。
And in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, it calls for all churches to be overcomers.
啊，呼召第一个教会的时候，他说啊，圣灵向众教会说话，有耳的就应当听。
And in when it first called out, it says that the Holy Spirit is speaking to all churches, that all those who have ears hear.
啊，你们不要把起初的爱离弃了。
Do not lose the initial love, the first love.
以弗所的教会啊，是这个有工作，有侍奉，有各样的活动。
The church in Ephesus has service and has all kinds of work.
把起初的爱失去了。
But they lost the first love.
什么叫做起初的爱？
What is the first love?
这以弗所当初啊，他们开头啊，蒙恩的时候有12个人。
And the church of Ephesus, when they first received grace, there were 12 people.
啊，他们听见了耶稣基督的福音，他们就受尽，把出乎自己的都死了葬了。
And when they first heard the gospel, they buried all things that were their own.
所以他们要让耶稣基督彰显活出来。
And then they want to live out and manifest Jesus Christ.
他们这般少数弟兄姊妹啊，他们把所有的家里面那些引书、邪书，那些代表疏忽世界的，都收集来，就是焚烧了。
And this small group of brothers and sisters, they collected all the books and things from their house that represented this world and burned them.
意思就是说，在基督自己之外的一切都焚烧了。
Meaning that all things outside of Jesus Christ himself were burned.
不但罪恶世界、肉体、这个撒旦都焚烧了。
All things of this world, of Satan, of themselves, they all burned.
那什么叫连我的丈夫、妻子、父母、儿女都焚烧了。
The husband, wife, mother, father were all burnt.
我这个讲道，我这个听道要焚烧了。
The preaching and listening to the sermons, they were all burnt.
在主耶稣自己之外的一切都焚烧了。
That all things outside of Jesus Christ,
就是完全没有地位了。
And none of those things had any status.
只有耶稣是我的地位，是一切。
And then only Jesus is my all.
这就是以弗所，你读读使徒行传那个以弗所的故事，他已经具有包括这个意思在里面。
If you read the book of Acts and you read about the church of Ephesus, that is the meaning that is contained.
这不是我首先发现的，我是从神仆人领受的，不过分享给你们就是了。
It is not something that I discovered, but something that I received from other servants of God and sharing with you.
这个以弗所当初他们就把他看着耶稣基督，所以他把一切耶稣基督之外的都摆在一边了。
So the church at Ephesus, when they saw Jesus Jesus Christ, they put aside all things that were outside of Jesus Christ.
啊，所以这就是把起初的爱离弃了。
And that is to lose the first love.
今天这个基督教，今天我们说看见的观察的基督教，这五花八门啊。
Today the Christianity that we observe has all kinds of denominations.
但大部分都是把基督这个离弃了，事工，基督教的事工，企业，叫我们发财，那么这才是重要的。
But most of them has forgotten about Jesus Christ, has lost Jesus Christ. It is the corporation, it is the services that encourage us to get wealthy.
所以啊，他们要做得胜者。
So they want to be the overcomers.
要这个得胜什么？要我搞一个大礼拜堂 ，cathedral。这个 church，
they want to have a great cathedral
啊，所以就去盼望弟兄姊妹奉献，你奉献这个10000块，就给你个大石头摆在那里。
And they want brothers and sisters to offer, and if you offer $10,000, then you'll get a big stone.
你要有这个10万块钱呢，他就给你个更大的石头摆在那里。
And if you offer $12,000, then you'll have even a bigger stone dedicated to you.
都不能带到勇士里面去。
None of these can be brought into.
都是骗人，都是无价值的。
All these things are lies and have no value.
要把起初的爱离弃了。
They've lost the first love.
第七个教会啊，那中间都好多了，那离弃的很多了。那叫但是到最后一个就是说，这个这是老底家的教会。
And then there are many churches in between, and then the last church, the Church of Laodicea.
啊，这个道摩了这个教会啊，就把主耶稣关在门外了。
And then at the end, they have locked the door, locked Jesus outside of the door.
什么都有，就是主耶稣在门外，我就是在门外了。
They have everything, but Lord Jesus was outside.
啊，这个唱诗也有，这个祷告也有，讲道也有。
They have the hymn, they have the sermon, they have the prayers.
啊，这个儿童主日学各班都有。
And they have children's Sunday school of all classes.
就是把主关在门外。
But they lock the Lord outside.
就是这就是老底家的教会。
And that is the Church of Laodicea.
啊，圣经说，凡得胜的要与我同坐宝座，像我在父的宝座上和他同坐一样。
And the Scripture says that the overcomer shall sit on the throne with me. As I sit with my father.
所以我们看见圣灵呼召得胜者。
So we see that the Holy Spirit is calling for the overcomers.
这个得胜者是什么意思？
What does it mean to be an overcomer?
和主耶稣一同作王是什么意思？
What does it mean to reign with Jesus Christ?
我们和主一同登宝座，坐在宝座上，和主同坐是什么意思？
To sit on the throne with Jesus Christ, what does that mean?
神的仆人曾经说过，他说啊，我们神啊，将来到勇士里头给你做一个大椅子，叫你坐在那上面。
The servant of God has once said that when you're in heaven, then God will give you a big chair to sit there.
啊，你坐在你坐在那个地方，要坐的世世代代，永永远远。
And you have to sit there through all eternity.
神的仆人说，他们一点兴趣没有啊，他没有兴趣。
The servant of God said he is not interested at all.
都是金宝座，都是什么钻石的宝座，叫你坐到永远，你看看你有没有兴趣？
But if it is a throne that's made of gold and diamond, but you have to sit there forever, see if you will be interested.
Austin Sparks 他没有兴趣，你我什么也没有兴趣。
Austin Sparks wasn't interested.
因为我们坐礼拜听到坐2个小时，我就累得不得了了。要坐到永远那还得了啊？这简直可苦死了。
It's hard to sit through 2 hours of sermon and to sit somewhere forever. That is such suffering.
神的仆人给我们看见。这个宝座的真意。
The servant of God has shown us the true meaning of thrones.
什么叫做与主同坐宝座？
What does it mean to sit on the throne with God?
啊，这个说不定坐宝座就是得胜。
To sit on the throne is to be an overcomer.
啊，就是啊掌权。
It is to reign.
就是啊和做王。
It is to be the king.
啊，这是世界的观念吗？就是说宝座嘛。他的目的啊，就是问啊，我得着荣华富贵了。
For this world, the meaning of the throne is to receive all wealth and glory.
啊，有名有利。
To have the fame and to have the money, the wealth.
啊，这还有权柄，还有势力。
And to have the power. to have the status.
啊，我这个头上戴着个冠冕，就像教皇戴着冠冕一样。
And then to wear a crown, just as the Pope wears the crown.
啊，还万一在电视上也看见中国这个皇帝啊，乾隆皇帝要穿这个花袍、龙袍。
And then like the emperors in China to wear those golden robes.
这个群臣呢，都侍立在两边。
And all the officials to stand on two sides.
这就是登宝座了。
And that is to sit on the throne.
啊、
right?
然后呢我们就写出书来卖钱。
And then we write books and we sell books for profit.
是经过好多的征战很苦啊，所以啊就到末了就得胜了，就做宝座了，就做王了。
And it is through much struggle and suffering, and then at the end we sit on the throne.
是今年年底就要开始美国总统选举了，你看他花多少钱啊，就是在历代以来啊没花这么多的钱。现在都花了。
In America, there will be a presidential election at the end of the year, and look at how much money has been spent on the campaign.
说你要去这个做王掌权，第一就是要好好的读书。
If you want to be a king and to reign, so first of all, you have to study well.
得做学士，得做博士啊，这个硕士、博士。
To have the master's degree and to have the doctor's degree.
然后殷勤做事，先要做主管，然后做上司。
And then you have to work diligently. First, be an a manager and then be an executive.
然后啊，你这个做这个参议员，众议员、参议员。
And then you have to be a congressman and then be a senator.
然后你再来竞选总统，竞选做王啊。
And then you can be elected to president and be elected to king.
这都是世界对啊宝座的观念啊，对宝座的目的。
And these are concepts of the throne of this world, and that is the purpose of the throne for this world.
那么我们好多的基督徒啊，重生的基督徒啊，也有这个观念。
And many Christians, many reborn Christians also have the same concept.
啊，我们因为啥？好好的读神学啊，研究圣经，就像我背圣经一样。
And we say that we have to study theology, we have to study the Bible, and like me, we have to memorize the Bible.
先读学士、硕士、博士。
And then first we get the undergrad degree, the graduate.
然后出来先做传道。先做传道，然后做牧师。
And then first be a missionary and then be a pastor.
然后再做主教。
And then to be the chief pastor.
最后做教皇啊。
Oh, and then to be the pope.
所以
be the deacon,
所以我们这个传道人呢都是向着这个宝座走的。
So,
我从前也有这个思想。
And preachers and missionaries, we have this way of thinking, and that's the way I used to think as well.
这种思想就是功利的思想。
This kind
我有功劳。
This kind of thinking is to say that I have labored.
所以我将来我就有啊那些利益。
And therefore I will profit.
啊，大家都喜欢登宝座。
Everyone likes to sit on
the throne. 都喜欢掌权。
All like to have the power.
啊，因为掌权可以管人呐。
Because once you have the power, you can manage other people.
啊，就管理社会，管理国家，管理世界。
To manage the society, to manage the country, to manage the world.
这种啊得胜。这种说登宝座，这是世界的观念。
This kind of overcoming, this kind of throne is a concept of the world.
但是圣经里面的观念是什么呢？
But what is the biblical concept?
我从前就没有看见，是神的仆人给我看见的，说哎呀，我说真是糟糕，我传了好多年的道了，我这个目标不对。
And I didn't see it, but a servant of God showed it to me, and I said it's wrong for so many years. I had the wrong purpose.
我为什么要背新约圣经背它一遍呢？
Why do I have to memorize the New Testament?
为什么要把所有那些基督教的书神的仆人的书都做了纲目，都把它累积下来，将来我都可以讲给别人听啊。
Why is it that I read books written by other servants of God and I organize and categorize the content so that I can preach it to other people?
为什么我要研究一些教会的做法，特别是你弟兄写的工作在此啊，这读了又都觉得很有道理，所以我统统把它记来了，都是记到我头脑来了。
So why is it that I have to put into my head all the different ways of working in the church that's written by Brother Watchman Nee?
因为要做得胜者，要登宝座，做王，要做头号长老，要做头号师徒。
Because I want to be an overcomer and I want to sit on the throne and I want to be the highest a pastor and be the number one preacher.
所以在一个一般的这个做工的里面，你要做头号的头号师徒，那么你这个圣经不熟，你怎么做头号师徒？
If you want to be the number one disciple, then how can you not know the Bible well?
我记得我这个一个儿子。他这个长大一点了，他说这爸爸，你看我要不要做传道啊？
I remember when my son was little, when he was grown up a little bit, he asked, Father, should I be a pastor?
我就告诉我这个儿子，我说你没有这个资格，因为你想我这个最少你把圣经要背他一遍，你才能够做传道啊。
And I said, you are not qualified. You have to at least memorize the entire Bible.
你这个圣经你还没有背上一遍，你怎么能够做传道？我说现在的所谓的传道都不及格。
And I said, if you haven't memorized the Bible,
按我的标准。
How can you be a pastor according to my standard? All the preachers today are not qualified.
所以这都是属地的观念。
These are all concepts of this world.
你要这个努力这个用功。现在有些基督徒说，哎呀，我们基督徒还不如那个回教，他们这个自杀的这个回教徒那么勇敢，那么这个真是牺牲。
And some people say that us Christians today, we are worse than the suicide believers of the Muslim religion.
现在你看这个西藏那个回教徒，什么徒啊，我也搞不清楚。反正说是从四川哪里，就是一直爬着要去西藏，不要走路去，要爬着去的。
And they're so brave, and we have Muslim believers. Who from Sichuan, they are climbing all the way. They don't want to walk, but they're kneeling and climbing all the way to Tibet.
所以这个都是很苦。所以今天你为着主义受死，为着这个宗教受死，受苦受死，这世界上很多的人。
There are many people in this world who are dying and suffering for God and for their religion.
这个今天我们基督徒也为着基督教受死，为着福音受死，为着天上的神受死。
And today us Christians are also dying for gospel for our heavenly Father.
他这个受苦受死都是出乎人的。出乎旧造的。
But the suffering and the dying, they're all from the old self. They're all from the flesh.
他们为什么要竖起那些火越来去自杀，杀死人自杀呢？他自己要做英雄啊，将来要到天上去，他要娶个太太。
Why do they have to lace themselves with bombs and commit suicide? Because they want to be the hero. They want to go to heaven and have seven wives.
女的嘛，她可以有七个丈夫。
And if you're a female, then you have seven husbands.
所以我们看见他们这个牺牲一切。
So therefore, they're willing to sacrifice all things.
基督徒呢，也要为着我要盖个礼拜堂，要牺牲。
And Christians, in order to build a church, are also willing to sacrifice.
这个要搞这个基督教的组织要大一点，比是 mega church.
And we want to have a large Christian organization. We want to have mega churches.
是用尽了所有的办法，都是出乎。旧造的，出乎人的。
We think of all kinds of different ways, but they're all from the old self.
这一些都不能承受神的国。
None of these things can inherit the kingdom of God.
只有你在基督在你里面活出来的，这才能够承受神的国。
Only when Christ is living out of you, that can inherit the kingdom of God.
所以现在我们要说了。到底这个宝座的真意是什么？
So now we have to talk about what is the true meaning of the throne.
这是我从神仆人领受，我分享给你们。
And that is something that I received from the servant of God that I want to share with you.
在这个旧约圣经创世纪这本书，其中有一个故事，就是月蛇的故事，就是亚伯拉罕的孙子。
In the book of Genesis, there is a story of it's a story of Joseph, and he is the grandson of Abraham.
所以他这个月蛇的故事就是登宝座的。
And the story of Joseph is a story of the throne.
月蛇头三十年都是经过很大的苦难的。
The first 30 years of Joseph's life, he went through great suffering.
但虽然如此，他没有发怨言。
But even so, he did not complain.
为什么呢？因为他是一个做梦的。
Why? Because he's a dreamer.
啊，这个做梦，这做梦啊，用我们今天的话，因为他得着耶稣基督的启示。
And because he's received the revelation of Jesus Christ in today's word.
所以啊，这个约瑟看见耶稣基督是一切。
So Joseph saw that Jesus Christ is all.
哦，这个是又在一切里。
And he is also in all.
所以这个约瑟他这个梦啊，这个就是得着这个启示，就得着耶稣基督的启示。
And therefore, in his dream, he received the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以他得着这个启示了以后啊，所以我们看见他这个一生啊都是在苦难中学习顺从，像主耶稣一样。
And because he's received that revelation, his entire life he was living in suffering.
所以你们读得三十七章第五节、第九节，那就是说到他得着耶稣基督，这是个做梦的，是得着耶稣基督的启示。
In Genesis chapter 37, verse 5 and verse 9, you'll see that in his dream he received the revelation of Jesus Christ.
他得着耶稣基督和他顶十字架的启示以后，说得解决宇宙一切的难处、一切的问题。
After he's received the revelation of Jesus Christ crucified on a cross,He resolved all the problems in the world.
因为他看见这个灵里面看见了，所以他甘心乐意在苦难中学习顺从。
So because he saw this, and he was willing to learn obedience in the spirit.
你在这个四十一章四十六节、四十五章四至五节，啊。
In chapter 41, verse 46.
45章四至五节。
Chapter 45, verse
45. 这个四到五节。
Sorry, chapter 45, verse 4 to 5.
还有希伯来书第五章第八节。
Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8.
还有九节。
And verse
9. 你得参考参考，就知道，就是约伯他在三十年当中啊，受尽各样的苦难。但是学了顺从。
But if you read these, you'll learn that Joseph had suffered much in his, but learned obedience.
他长大成人了。
And he grew up to be an adult.
长大成人就是预备了各样的粮食，树林的粮食，丰丰富的粮食。
And as he grew up, he prepared all kinds of spiritual food abundantly.
这就是创世纪四十一章四十六节到四十九节里面的话。
And that is the words from Genesis chapter 41, verse 46 through 49.
这是积蓄了，这个在埃及有七年丰收，他积蓄了很多的粮食。
The 7 years of famine in Egypt, he collected, he gathered all kinds of food.
所以今天我们基督徒啊，要得着耶稣基督的启示，看见耶稣基督顶十字架的启示，我们就甘心乐意的。
As Christians, if we receive the revelation of Jesus Christ, then we will willingly obey.
所以是这个约瑟他这个天天顺服神，他哥哥，你知道他当初怎么样去找他哥哥？他爸爸曾经带着也说是你跟好久没看见你哥哥去放羊了，你带着食物去看看他们吧。
So Joseph's father said to him, we haven't seen your brother for a long time. Why don't you bring some food and look for your brother?
好，约瑟就去了。
And Joseph went.
去了以后啊，结果他这个哥哥们都已经到别的地方去了。
But his brother had already left and went somewhere else.
所以他这个去那个地方找不到他哥哥了。
So he went there but couldn't find his brother.
他就是变成一个是这个 wander, 变成一个漂流者了。
And he became a wander.
然后他到了最后还要去找，后来找到了。
And then he went and looking for them and he found them.
哎呀，他的哥哥们就把他丢在坑里头，然后把他卖到埃及去。
But then his brothers threw him into a pit and then sold him to Egypt.
这就是你看这个约瑟，他在这些苦难中学了顺从。
You see, here Joseph was learning obedience through suffering.
他爱他的哥哥们啊。
He loved his brothers.
供应他食物。
And provided food for them.
流浪的寻找他们。
And he was wandering around looking for them.
他得着的这个反应是什么呢？
What kind of reaction did he receive?
气他，就丢在坑里头，就卖到埃及去。
They kicked him into a pit and then sold him to Egypt.
因为他看见耶稣基督和他顶十字架的启示，所以他就没有怨言呢。
But because he saw Jesus Christ and the revelation of the crucifixion, he did not complain.
这个弟兄，这个人，我们的哥哥会错，环境一切会错，人事
生物环境都会错，但是神不会错。
Because the brothers can be wrong, the things and the people of this world can all be wrong, but God cannot be wrong.
所以他当他三十岁的时候长大成人了，所以就做了埃及的宰相，做了埃及的君王了。
And when he was 30 years old, he grew up to be the high official of Egypt. He became the king of Egypt.
他就这个积蓄了许多的，所以这个真是得胜。啊，真实作王，与主同坐宝座。
So therefore, the true overcomer to truly be able to reign with Jesus Christ.
花了很多的精力，花了很多的心血，花了很出了很多的代价。
He paid a heavy price and went through many experiences.
他这些代价都是这个增加基督的度量。
And all these prices helped him to grow in the measure of Christ.
就是像月蛇一样，他经过那么多的苦难试炼，到末了积蓄许多的粮食。
Just like Joseph, after going through so much suffering, he stored up so much food.
主耶稣也是如此啊，他这三十年了，经过好多的苦难试炼。
For those 30 years, he suffered. He went through many sufferings.
他这个生命是增长了啊，这神的智慧和人和喜爱他的心都一起增长。他里面这个基督，这个更多充满。到了三十岁的时候，我们看见是受尽圣灵啊降在他身上，那就是被圣灵所告了。
And for those 30 years, he grew up in his stature and in the likeness of God and in the likeness of men. And when he was 30 years old, when he was anointed.
啊，所以到了这个他到这个是三十岁的时候，儒家福音第四章第十八节、十九节说，他就有福音传给贫穷人。
So in the Gospel book of Luke, he said when he was 30 years old, he preached the gospel to the poor.
他叫被掳的得释放。
And he released those who were captive.
他叫眼睛啊昏花的得看见。
And he cured those who were blind.
叫这个受压制的就得着自由。
And he gave liberty to those who were persecuted.
而且报告神悦纳人的喜悦呢。
And then preached that the gospel of God of the Lord.
所以这就是主耶稣到了三十岁已经登宝座了。
So Jesus Christ, when he was 30 years old, he was already an overcomer sitting on the throne.
主耶稣他登了宝座有这种情形。
When Jesus was sitting on the throne, something happened.
所以这个约瑟后来登宝座了。
And then Joseph later also sat on the throne.
他说他登宝座的时候是别的地方都没有粮食，只有埃及有粮食。
We said that when Joseph was sitting on the throne, there was no food in all the land except for Egypt.
今天全世界都是没有粮食的。
Today, this world is without food.
今天整个基督教也没有粮食，没有属灵粮食。
And today, the entire Christianity is without spiritual food.
啊，都是非常的肤浅的啊，叫人
very shallow.
那就是叫人蒙恩得救上天堂了。其他都没有，完了。
It tells people to be saved and then go to heaven, but nothing else.
啊，但是这个圣经里面神的永远目的，他完全没有给人看见。
But God's eternal purpose in the Bible, it doesn't show others.
就需要属灵的粮食供应。
We need spiritual food as provision.
啊，到处都需要，普天下。
All of the world we need it.
啊，这个粮食，主耶稣就是这个粮食。
Therefore, Jesus is the food.
全世界都需要主耶稣这个粮食。
All over the world needs Jesus.
但是需要有班弟兄姊妹，属灵的弟兄姊妹，被主呼召，这个得胜的弟兄姊妹，去分送基督的粮食。
But we need a group of overcomers, a group of brothers and sisters to pass out, to spread out the food.
你我在经历上没有学习基督。那我们的粮食很少啊。
So if you and I have not learned Christ through our experience, then we have very little food.
我们自己仅仅这个信主上天堂不下地狱，那么我们也会告诉人上天堂不下地狱。
If we only know that after believing we will go to heaven and not hell, and then we tell this to others.
其他的我们就不会了，因为没有这个供应。
And others we do not know because we don't have the provision.
但是有弟兄姊妹很长进，所以他们经过许多的苦难试炼，学了基督，他们基督在他们这个increase已经increase了，增加了。
And but some brothers they are very grown up and they learn Christ. and they increase the measure of Christ.
所以他比基督供应基督更多。
And therefore they can provide for Christ more.
啊，当他的长大成人了，没有基督长成人，那就供应基督更多了。
And until they are fully grown to the measure of Christ, then they can provide even more.
现在我们来看一下三节圣经。
Let us now read three verses.
啊，创世纪四十二章。
Genesis chapter 42.
四十二章。这个四十二章二十五节。
Genesis chapter 42 verse 25.
二十五节这里怎么说呢？
What does it say?
他说月时啊，吩咐人把粮食啊，装满他们的器皿，把个人的银子啊，归还在个人的口袋里，有给他们路上用的食物，人就照他的话办了。
Then Joseph gave orders to fill their bags with grain and to restore every man's money in his sack and to give them provisions for the journey, and thus it was done for them.
这是约瑟登宝座。
And that is Joseph sitting on the throne.
约瑟登宝座，他爸爸妈妈，不是，他的爸爸和他的哥哥，一家人呢，都没饭吃了，都在埃，在迦南地没饭吃了，所以要到埃及去递粮食，买粮食。
When Joseph was sitting on the throne, his father and his brothers had no food in the land of Canaan. Therefore, they went to Egypt to buy food.
啊，是带着银子去的。
And they brought silvers with them.
后来啊，约瑟看见了啊，他那这个哥哥们都来了，亲人都来了，所以就把这个吩咐人呢、啊，把他们这个袋啊，都给他装满了。
And when Joseph saw that his brothers were there, he ordered his men to fill their bags with grain.
结果啊，而且把银子呢，归还在他们那个袋里头。
And then also restore their silver, their money into their bags.
什么叫做月蛇等宝座？
What does it mean for Joseph to sit on the throne?
他耶稣等宝座的真意就是白白的给呀。
The true meaning of Joseph sitting on the throne is to give freely.
白白的服侍，白白的供应。
To serve freely, to provide for freely.
啊，就好像我讲到啊，要白白的。
Just as I'm preaching, it should be free.
啊，这个不花钱的。
It doesn't cost anything.
啊，是说今天我就是写一些文字，我也耶稣神的仆人自己给我看见这个光，我不能卖钱的。
And even as I write things through the light that God has provided for me through His servant, I cannot collect money.
你越得胜，你就越白白的供应给服侍服侍。
And the more overcome you become, the more you give and the more you serve.
那我们再来看四十三章，就是四十二。
Now turn to chapter 43.
四十三章二十三节也有这么的话。
Chapter 43 verse 23.
他这里啊，也就是第二次啊，他这个哥哥们啊，去又吃完了粮食了，又没有了，所以又要到埃及去提粮食了。
And then this is the second time his brothers went to Egypt to buy food because they ran out again.
所以结果啊，你看这个，这个二十三就说，加代就说，你们可以放心，不要害怕，是你们的神和你们的父亲的神呀、啊，赐给你们财宝在你们的口袋里，你们的银子我早已收了，他就把这个西乃交给他们。
Genesis chapter 43 verse 23, he said, Be at ease, do not be afraid. Your God and the God of your father has given you treasure in your sack. I had your money. Then he brought Simon out to them.
这是第二次，他这个哥哥啊，又去递粮食，带着空袋子，带着银子，把头一次的银子也带去了，要归还。那么但是后来啊，照样白白的给他们袋子满满的，还他们路上吃的食物都给他预备好了，把银子归还给他们。这就第二次讲到啊，登宝座就是白白的给，白白的给。
And this is the second time when they went to buy food, and Joseph again filled the sacks with grain and gave them back the silver. And again, it talks about to freely give.
四十一章四十四章第一节。
Chapter 44 verse 1.
这约瑟又吩咐这加代说，这个把粮食装满这些人的口袋，进着他们的驴。说明矬的，又把个人的银子放在个人的口袋里。
Chapter 44, verse 1. Then he commanded his house steward, saying, Fill the men's sack with food, as much as they can carry, and put each man's money in the mouth of his sack.
这是第三次。
This is the third time.
圣经啊，这个创世纪有三次啊，讲到约瑟，他得宝座，第一次就是白白的给。第二次是白白的给，第三次还是白白的给呀。
And then in the book of Genesis, it talks about Joseph sitting on the throne, and three times, the first time he gave freely, the second time he gave freely, and the third time he gave freely.
所以真正的等宝座就是白白的供应，白白的服侍。啊，你到这里来呀、啊，这个席地呀、啊，擦这个椅子啊，整洁啊，还有我们姊妹啊，这烧饭，中午我们又吃了，呵呵那么这都是白白的，都是服侍供应，白白的供应。
So the true meaning of sitting on the throne is to give freely, and as we serve here, as we, when we come here and when we serve, it is to provide for freely.
所以啊，圣经里面对坐宝座的思想啊。不是坐这个大椅子上一直坐到永远。
So therefore, the biblical concept of sitting on the throne is not to sit in a big chair forever.
那是你在勇士里面是供应基督，你血的丰满的基督是啊，是到处供应供应供应。
But it is to be in eternity to continuously freely provide for Christ.
所以圣经的末了就说到这件事情了，得胜者。
So at the end of the scripture, at the end of the Bible, it says.The overcomer.
说到男孩子。
I talk about men, the boys.
Man child. 还有说到西安山上羔羊的同伴。
It talks about man child. It talks about the companion on the Mount Zion.
讲到天数天的新耶路撒冷。
It talks about the new Jerusalem.
因为这个是这个耶路撒冷啊，这个耶路撒冷啊，这个新耶路撒冷啊，是一般弟兄姊妹是羔羊的新夫，羔羊的妻子。
The New Jerusalem, it has a group of people who are the spouses for the Lamb.
他这个什么叫做妻子？妻子就是完全出自于丈夫，就是夏娃完全出自于亚当。
The bride for the new Lamb, what does it mean to be the bride? It is completely comes out of the Lamb, just as Eve completely comes out of Adam.
夏娃不是还有另外一块泥巴造出来，给亚当相配的。
Eve did not come from another piece of dirt to be a spouse to Adam.
夏娃完完全全是出自于亚当的，每一个细胞都是从亚当来的，所以他才能够做亚当的妻。
Eve's every cell comes from Adam, therefore she can be Adam's wife.
这就是预表将来的新天新地新耶路撒冷，那般叫做羔羊的妻。意思这般弟兄姊妹啊，他们一举一动一言一行都是出自于羔羊的。
And that represents the new heaven and earth, the new Jerusalem, meaning that this group of brides, everything they do comes from the Lamb.
所以他们啊是这个我们看见他这个这个这般是得胜者登宝座的。
So we see that this group of people are the overcomers sitting on the throne.
我们看见新耶路撒冷二十二章告诉我们，他说这个羔羊为城的灯，新耶路撒冷的灯不要用日光来照耀。
It says that in chapter 22 of the Revelation that the lamb the bride has the lamb so bright that it doesn't need light.
这个亮光啊，就照射到不但是新耶路撒冷并且还照射到全教会，还照射到列国行在城的光中。
That the light shines not only on the church, but also on all the nations.
这是个亮光，一个钱不要花的。
This light is completely free.
就好像现在我们得着日光，人家就不要花钱的。
Just like the sunshine today, it doesn't cost anything.
就是这个亮光从羔羊的宝座，还有这个从这个新耶路撒冷就照出来了。全教会都得供应，全这个列国都得供应。
And this light comes from the throne. It comes from the New Jerusalem, and it shines onto the church, and it shines and it provides for all nations.
所以我们看见这就是新耶路撒冷啊，说登宝座等等的这些意思，在给我们看见，都是白白的供应。白白的服侍。
So we see the New Jerusalem, we see that sitting on the throne, the meaning is to provide for freely.
而且呢这个那主耶稣现在仆人也就特别引证啊以弗所书第四章。
And the servant of God has also testified specifically for Hebrews chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4.
Ephesians chapter 4. 所以这个这里这个说到这个第九节有这样的话语。
In chapter 4 verse 9 it says.
他说就说到主耶稣了。是他说既说升上岂不是先降在地的最底下吗？
Now this expression, he ascended, what does it mean except that he also had descended into the lower parts of the earth?
是那降下的就是远升诸天之上要充满万有的。
He who descended is himself, also he who ascended far above all the heaven.
他说
so that he might fill all things.
他说赐的有使徒、先知、传福音、牧师和教师。
And he gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers.
这两节说出什么一个原则呢？
What principle is in these two verses?
说主耶稣啊，他升上高天了，这就是作王了，就掌权了，登宝座了。
It says that Lord Jesus, he has ascended, he has ascended into heaven, sitting on the throne and reigning.
他这个说一先升上宝座，他是先要降在地的最低处。从最低处是往上升的，这就是得胜。
And but before he ascended, he first descended into the lower parts of the earth, so that he can be the overcomer.
他升上宝座的时候，他升上高天的时候，就赐下来了，有使徒、先知、传福音等等赐下了。
And when he has ascended into heaven, he has given the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and pastors and teachers, and it doesn't cost anything.
所以我们看见这就是主耶稣，他经过苦难，经过三十年的苦难，然后他钉十字架被神升为至高，与神坐宝座了。
And we see that is Jesus Christ. After 30 years of suffering, he was crucified and then he ascended onto the throne.
在宝座上就赐下供应供应供应。
And then when he is on the throne, he continuously give and provide.
是我们不要花钱的。
We don't have to spend anything.
所以在这里就是同样是约瑟登宝座的原则。
And same thing is the principle of Joseph sitting on the throne.
所以我们求主恩待我们，叫我们呀，我的个人起码我改变这个坐宝座的思想，完全没有啊，要得什么名、什么利、有什么好，完完全全是得主充满基督，才有供应啊，帮助服侍传道给别人。
So may the Lord be gracious to us. At least I have changed my concept of what it means to sit on the throne. It is not for wealth and for status, but to be able to be to fill Christ and then to be able to give and to provide freely.
这个我们讲到什么时候？这个几点钟？十二点吧。还有几分钟。所以我们看见这是我们要学习的。
So we see that is what we need to learn.
所以我们是得胜啊，有许多事情要得胜的。
So there are many things we need to overcome.
真是要出代价的。舍弃我们天然的生命，旧造的生命。
We have to pay the price and give up our old self.
然后让基督更多充满。
And then let Christ fill us more.
当我们天天学习被圣灵充满。
When we learn that we let us be filled with Christ on a daily basis.
我们就能供应给别人了。
And then we can provide for others.
这个供应，这个充满基督。增加基督度量，我听你就是顺服圣灵。
This to fill Christ and to increase the measure of Christ, that is to obey the Holy Spirit.
这三十年的学习，约瑟三十年，主耶稣三十年的经验，都是默默无声，在苦难中学习顺从。
These 30 years of experience for both Jesus and Joseph, they learned, they suffered for 30 years in silence.
所以现在你我就要在家庭中先学习。
So you and I have to first learn it in our family.
父母会不再说，父母会错，儿女会错。
Parents can be wrong, children can be wrong.
但神不会错。
But God cannot be wrong.
叫我们学习顺从神，舍去自己，活出基督，不会错。
So it cannot be wrong for us to learn Christ and to be able to live Christ.
那么我再讲讲我自己的见证。
Let me tell you a little bit about my own testimony.
我从前学习顺服圣灵很困难呢，弟兄姊妹也说很困难。
It used to be very difficult for me to learn how to obey the Holy Spirit.
我从前我不是说有人卡我的鞋油，光这个鞋油啊，别说还不那两块钱， 这个我就过不去了，你看，我就一个鞋印就把我捆绑住了。
It used to be that other people would take my shoe polish, and when they take it, it's only for $2, but I would be so upset.
但是这个圣灵啊，管教训练我。
But the Holy Spirit disciplined and taught me.
啊，叫我思想圣灵，就生命平安了。
So that I can consider the Holy Spirit and have peace in life.
啊，所以我们这个大家都要学习，要思想圣灵。
So every single one of us should, all of us should learn to think for the Holy Spirit.
这已经我学了已经相当年了，这个五六十年了。
I have been learning about this for 50-60 years.
啊，我得再说一下我在 New Jersey 的时候所学习的功课。
And I'll tell you a little bit about the lessons I learned when I was in New Jersey.
啊，这个在 New Jersey 的时候，因为我母亲啊，到了90岁，她才从中国大陆到美国来。
My mother, she only came to the U.S. from China when she was 90 years old.
啊，所以我就本来是我是要到各处去，到加拿大呀、台湾呀、香港啊、菲律宾啊、东南亚各处去看望教会。
And before I was planning on visiting churches in Canada, in the Southeast Asian region.
我已经安排好了，但是后来我接到这个信。他说我母亲说我还活着，86岁那个时候还活着，所以能不能够见个面。
But then I received a letter when she was 86 years old and she said, I'm still alive, can we see each other?
他这个托我这个家乡的那个一个牧师的女儿写封信到上海给这个说聚会处。
She had asked the daughter of a pastor in my home village to write a letter to bring to the church in Shanghai.
啊，就写这么一个条子，意思是说我现在已经86岁，还活着，我们能不能见个面？
And basically, she wrote, "I'm 86 years old, but I'm still alive, and can we see each other?"
所以我接到这个信呢，还没有地址，光有个电报号码，地址剪掉了。
But and when I received the letter, it didn't even have an address. The address was cut out. It only had a telephone number.
所以花很多的时间啊，托美国政府，托中共政府啊，大陆的政府，给我这找找这个电话是呢。后来找到我家乡山东南部，是我二姨的女儿的儿子。
And I went through a lot of trouble through the U.S. government and the Chinese government to help me to track down the location of this telephone number. And finally, we found out that it's a telephone in a factory where my aunt's daughter's son worked.
这个是因为我母亲不会写字，她就找我这个下面这么一个亲人写这么一个条子，但是他那个用这个纸头是在工厂的纸头，把那个地址剪掉了，光留了个电报号码。
Because my mother doesn't know how to write, so she asked a relative. She asked this relative to write it for her. And because the paper belonged to the factory, they cut out the address, and there was only the telephone number.
所以后来啊，这个书信来往，后来找到了，因为他贴在这个。贴在大门上说是谁呀、啊？那好一两千人都在那做工，这谁写这封信？所以贴在后来就发现找到了就是的。
And we exchanged letter back and forth, and then at the end they had to post the letter on the door to find out who the letter belongs to.
是那经过这个好多的这个申请啊，办手续啊，护照啊，还有什么的，经过4年，到了90岁呀、啊。才来到美国。
And the process took a very long time after applications and lots of paperwork and finally when she was 90 years old she came to the U.S.
所以我就不能到外面去海外去了半年一年不回家，那么把我老妈妈这个给我太太去管，这个不成样子，不行。
So I couldn't travel overseas for half a year or a year and just leave my old elderly mother at home with my wife.
我太太是很孝顺的，但是我不能把她这个我妈妈，她不是她生的，
But my wife is very obedient to my parents, but I couldn't. But she's not her daughter.
神也是特别怜悯啊，所以我就啊这个说我就留在纽约去，我就不去了，我这个看望看望附近的教会，说经常我也和你们这里这个聚会前身也常常有交通。
So the Lord was especially merciful to me, so I didn't have to travel, and I just stayed in the New Jersey region and had some fellowship with some people here as well.
所以后来 那么就是那我现在这个礼拜一到礼拜五没事情做啊，这个我也没有固定的薪水，也没有保险，嗯，所以那我看看主有没有什么机会给我找一个工作。后来哎，我那个我住在Lyndhurst，后来发现有个小报，就说是政府要招考一个什么food stamp program 的一个雇员。
But then I had nothing to do Monday through Friday, and I didn't have a stable income, nor did I have insurance. So then I thought I should look for a job, and I found this posting on the newspaper that said that they were looking for an administrator for the food stamp program in the government.
啊，后来啊，我就是去考，就考了79分。那么这个我心话我这个不可能的。
And then I went to take the test, and then I scored 79, and I thought it would be impossible.
因为我呢已经60岁了，你扫地人家也不要你。
Because I was already 60 years old, so no one would even want me to go sweep the floor.
这个这私人公司50岁人家就不要你了。
In the private sector, when you're 50 years old, people already don't want you to go work.
所以后来啊，他就我心话不行，哎，后来哎，主就开路，要。Interview.
But then the Lord opened the door and I had an interview.
那么 interview 就是说他说你做什么工作？我说我做传道的工作。哦，这也是个 social work.
And when I went to the interview and they asked me what kind of job do you do, and I said I'm a pastor, and they said, oh, it's a similar type of social work.
所以我就被接纳就做工了。做工以后一切的保险都有。
And then I was accepted, so I started working, and then I had all kinds of insurance.
啊，我现在以后说，我说，哎，我们再找一个医生吧，靠近我们家，走路可以到的就好了。
And then I said I want to find a doctor who is close to my house, so then I can just walk there.
就拿这个 yellow book 看看这个 general practice。有一个医生我就找他了，一看还是个菲律宾人。
And then I opened up the yellow book and I found this general practice doctor who was close to my house, and then he turned out to be someone from the Philippines.
但是这个医生啊，实际上他是在 Saint Mary Hospital 一个主要的开刀医生。
But the doctor turned out to be a chief surgeon at the Saint Mary Hospital.
过两年了，那我是这个1985年了，忽然间大便带血。
And then 2 years later, in 1985, all of a sudden, I was bleeding blood.
怎么回呀？这个吃坏肚子了吗？怎么会大便出血？那么现在有了保险了，我们去找医生了，就给他看啊，说到医院去洗，然后照相，照出个 tumor 来。
And then now that we have insurance, we went to see a doctor, and the doctor found a tumor.
啊，他说问好的坏的都把它去掉啊。
And then the doctor said, whether it's benign or malignant, we should take it out.
我说谁要给我开刀啊？
And I said, who's going to operate on me?
他说的我。
He said, I will.
我说你是个 practice, general practice, 他是其实是主要，这神特别预备的。
And I said, but you're a general practice doctor, but he turned out to be a surgeon, especially prepared for by God.
啊，所以我就说好吧，那就是开刀了。从发现到开刀完接起来，那么。一共12天。
From the time we discovered the tumor to the end of the operation was 12 days.
经过化验的结果是一个 malignant, 是一个恶性的，是一个 cancer, 一个 tumor.
And after diagnosis, they realized that it was a malignant, it was a cancerous tumor.
他说这个但是都没有发散，仅仅在肠子里面没有出来。
But it was all contained within the intestine and it didn't spread.
说就切掉前7寸后7寸，我现在少14寸肠子。
So they cut away 7 inches of intestines at the beginning and at the end, so now I am short 14 inches of intestine.
那么就接起来到现在1985年到现在应该20多年了，也没有 radiation, 也没有 chemical 什么 therapy.
And it's been 20 some years now, and I didn't go through chemotherapy, I didn't go through radiation or anything like that.
那么这是85年，那86年呢，我这个有食呼腺胀大，小便不通。小便不太通顺。
And then in 1986, I was having trouble going to the bathroom.
所以后来啊，又给我开刀，给我刮了，好了。
And then they operated on me again and took it out and I improved.
通通好了以后，我退休了。
And after I fully recovered, I retired.
我就说这是神特别打发我母亲来啊，救我一命。
So I would say that God has specifically sent my mother to me to save me.
人家叫这个政府效力，
And then to ask the government to work.
所以问这一切都是主的恩典怜悯。
All of this is God's grace and mercy.
我在那个时候就已经准备好了，我说主啊，你假定让我到天家，我就甘心乐意去。
And I was prepared at that time, and I said, Lord, if you want me to go to heavenly home, I'm ready to do that.
后来我家人问我说是你有什么没？没有了的事情，家丁要到主那里去，还有什么事情没有了吗
？And my family asked me, is there anything that you haven't done already that you haven't completed before going home to heaven?
我只有一件事情，就是我从神的仆人 Austin Spark 从1955年得主开启，看见了神的这个永远目的，说还有这一点呢，我没有用中文呢，把它介绍给中国人，这是我感觉的，这是遗憾的。
And I said there is only one thing I regret, which is since 1955, when I learned from Brother Austin Spark the revelation of the eternal purpose of God, I haven't had a chance to translate that into Chinese to preach it to the Chinese people.
所以后来我好了以后啊，就把这个我所这个了解的分享用中文啊，就印出来了，也就分享给弟兄姊妹。
And then after I recovered, I wrote down the revelation I received into Chinese and spread it to brothers and sisters.
所以我们要相信神，顺服神。
So therefore, we must believe in God and obey God.
我在这个富士山 program 做工的时候，很简单的工作。
When I was working at the food stamp program, it was a very simple job.
有一天我去写信告诉有一对disabled couple, 我说我目前我要去看你。9点钟要填一个新的表格。
And one day I wrote a letter to a disabled couple and I said, I'm going to visit you in the morning, to fill out a new form.
然后啊我就去了。
And then I went.
去了以后她丈夫开门呢，就叫我坐在客厅的椅子旁边。
And when the husband opened the door, he asked me to sit in the living room.
她这个太太呀就从卧房出来，就马上骂我，就给我滚出去，这个 get out, get out, get out, 叫我滚出去，滚出去，滚出去。
And when the wife came down, she yelled at me to get out.
说这个，我一听，哦，这就是神号上号码了，啊，哦，这是神特别许可的。
And as soon as I heard it, I knew that this is something that God has specifically numbered for me.
这个太太不应当这个样子骂我。但是神特别许可这样子骂我呢，我叫我学习彰显基督，活出基督来。
The wife shouldn't yell at me like that, but the Lord has allowed her to do that so that I can live out Christ and manifest Christ.
所以我就顺服神了。
So then I obey God.
所以我就默默无声。
So then I was silent.
当他get out 就讲完了以后，过了一小会儿。
And after she yelled get out for a while,
我没有这个滋生，我没有有任何的反应。不过圣灵感动我，他说你要给他讲一句话。
I didn't say anything. I was silent, but the Holy Spirit touched me and told me to say something to her.
所以我就对这个太太说 ，I love you.
And then I said to the wife, I love you.
所以他这个太太听见我说 I love you.他就很受感动，赶紧到房间换上衣服，就来填表格。填完表格，签了名，我就带着走了。
And she went upstairs and changed and came down and filled out the form and I took the form and went back.
那么后来第二天早上，他夫妇两个乘两段的公共汽车才能到我的 office.
And the next day, this couple they took two buses.To come to my office.
然后啊，我那个 receptionist 告诉他说有一对 couple 要来见你。
And then the receptionist told me that there's a couple looking for me.
说我就下去看一看，哦，一看就是昨天骂我的那个太太来了。
And then I went downstairs to see them, and then I saw that it was the wife who yelled at me the day before.
他带着一张纸头写的字，他说今天来啊， 给你 apologize， 就是我们呀对不起你啊，昨天给你啊有个 hard time。
And she said with a piece of paper that、she came to apologize for giving me a hard time the day before。
我说我是不要在乎这些，这些小事情。我说我是信耶稣的，我是基督徒。
And I said it's okay, it's not it's a small matter, because I'm a Christian。
我就欢欣喜送他到楼下，就送他们走了，回家去。
And then I gladly sent them away.
我盼望他们都是将来都是基督徒。
I hope that in the future that they would all be Christians.
所以这就是我们要学习顺服神。
This is our lesson in obeying God.
这就是要让基督彰显活出来。
And that is to live out and to manifest Christ.
这个就是不把起初的爱离弃了。
And that is not to lose the first love.
这也就是登宝座啊，给呀。
And that is also to sit on the throne and to continuously give.
更是要把这个主的恩典供应生命供应给别人。
To give out God's grace.
所以这见见证我还有很多，不过时间呢我们就讲在这里，你们会慢慢去经历了啊，经历更多更丰满的。
Because of time, I'm going to stop here, and you can experience more abundantly.
啊，将来我要听你们的见证了。
And then in the future, I would like to listen to your testimony.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayer.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you.
啊，当我们圣徒聚集在你跟前。
As saints gather before you.
啊，你借着我们一点点所蒙的恩典，分享给弟兄姊妹。
Through the grace that we have received from you, we share with brothers and sisters.
啊，求你借着真理的圣灵，引导我们每一位弟兄进入一切的真理。
Lord, may your Spirit of truth guide all brothers and sisters to enter into all truth.
我讲的是啰啰嗦嗦，是不完全的。
Lord, what we say may be wordy and incomplete.
我们的见证也不完全。
And our testimony is incomplete.
你借着真理的圣灵引导我们进入却是完全的。
But Lord, your Holy Spirit of truth guiding us into it is complete.
祝福我们家家户户大大小小。
Lord, bless every family, the young and the old.
从早到晚，天天顺服圣灵。
That from morning until night, every day we can obey the Holy Spirit.
啊，是呢，彰显基督，活出基督来。
To manifest Christ and to live out Christ.
荣耀归给父神。
May glory be unto the Father.
祷告感谢，靠主耶稣的名。
Pray and thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 谢谢。